Thanks, Anita. And when the I Belong campaign launched back in 2014, I well remember the excitement many of us working on statelessness felt to see the issue get such visibility in the mainstream media, with the then High Commissioner, Antonio Guterres, doing a global tour of TV studios. These catalytic visibility moments are critically important, and their impact cannot be overestimated, because if you can't see a problem, you can't fix it. This increased awareness has also made space for civil society to act. I co-founded the European Network on Statelessness around this time, and since then we've grown to be a civil society alliance with over 180 members in 41 European countries, working to deliver change through law and policy advocacy, capacity building, community engagement, and awareness raising activities. The I Belong campaign has provided a valuable halo effect, helping to amplify several regional advocacy campaigns that we've run over the last decade. For example, our Stateless Kids campaign to ensure every child's right to acquire a nationality, our Roma Belong campaign to address Roma statelessness, and our Stateless Journeys campaign to improve the identification and protection of stateless people in a migratory context. These campaigns, alongside ongoing work by UNHCR and other partners and stakeholders, have certainly moved the needle on statelessness, and there has been real progress in the continent over the last 10 years. Let me just give you three examples. Firstly, 9 European countries have introduced or improved safeguards in their nationality laws to prevent childhood statelessness. Secondly, there has been real momentum towards reducing cases of statelessness among Roma and other minority groups in the Western Balkans, with North Macedonia leading the way with a series of legal reforms that have left that country close to resolving all known cases of statelessness. And thirdly, several European countries have introduced stateless determination procedures, without which many stateless people can't end their limbo or rebuild their lives. The recently adopted EU Migration and Asylum Pact, which the High Commissioner referred to earlier, for the first time includes binding provisions for member states to identify and record statelessness. And as I said at the beginning, if you can't see a problem, you can't fix it. In conclusion, let me say that it's right that we gather today to celebrate progress and to give visibility to the issue of statelessness. But equally, we need to be candid in recognizing that we still have a long way to go to end statelessness, either in Europe or globally. We therefore need to redouble our efforts and to use today's gathering as a platform to unlock much needed resourcing and action to address statelessness. In particular, it will be incumbent on UNHCR to continue to show leadership and to increase rather than decrease its resourcing and prioritization on the issue. It will also be imperative that all stakeholders engage with and embrace the rich and exciting potential for progress through the new Global Alliance to End Statelessness, which will be the focus of the next panel. And underlying all of this, it is critical that we continue recent momentum to better center stateless people and to enable them to claim power as leaders of change. And we heard that so powerfully earlier from both Noor and Azizi in terms of their powerful contribution. I will leave it there. Thanks, Anita.